Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Educated Home, A Design Journey, with your host, Jill Reagan Scully. We are so excited to sit down with her yet again and chat about how we can make our house into a home. And Jill is the founder and owner of Impressive Windows and Interiors in Hastings. And we are so happy to have her on the phone with us today. How goes it?
Oh, it's going wonderful. We're loving our newly renovated space.
Let's hear about it.
With that. Yes, we added a kitchen module in the back, and it's got a lot of fun little nooks and crannies and surprises. So if you have a chance in your downtown, stop in. We'd love to show you all the fun new features that it has.
So was this kind of like a remodel that we would do in our home? So you kind of got to know firsthand what that's like for people. I know you've done it 1,000 times for other people, but you probably haven't remodeled a ton personally, or have you?
I feel like I would say no, but my husband would say yes. because I'm always changing things, but I know I learn something with every job that I do, just a little something here and there, something to make the next job or project at my house easier. So it's always a learning experience. Yeah. For sure.
Did everything go as you hoped with your redesign?
Yes. We took it really slow because our client projects are, of course, more important than a remodel at the showroom. So it took a little bit longer than a normal renovation would. But yeah, I think that it went very well. We have a great team, that a great cabinet installer, and we work with a great general contractor, and didn't have much for hiccups, so I can't complain. Happy to show it off.
Well, we're excited to come see it. Tell people about your space and where it's located and the hours you keep, please.
We are Impressive Windows and Interiors. We're located at 113 2nd Street East in Hastings, Minnesota. And we are located right next to Spiral Brewery in the Meyer Building. And if you'd like to contact us, you can use our website, ImpressiveWindowsAndInteriors.com. Also, give us a call at 651-437-5512.
Well, let's talk about our topic of the day. What are we going to chat about, please?
Well, it took me a little bit to try to figure out what I wanted to talk about today, because I want it to be, you know, of course, relevant to everybody and something that could benefit everyone. And what I came up with is why every home needs tile.
Oh.
And how to keep the maintenance free. Yeah.
I love it. Well, let's get into it. Tell us more.
Well, I've been doing a lot of bathrooms lately, and we do a lot of selecting of tile during that process. And I've been seeing a lot of trends, and a lot of what people want is not available, or the durability and maintenance free is not available when they are doing something like an LVP, like a luxury vinyl plank, or a LVT, a luxury vinyl tile. And what I mean by that is, I know that that is kind of the rage right now. However, it's the plastic product, and it emits toxins in the air, and it's something that people are probably going to want to change in another 10, 15, 20 years. And when you nick it or scratch it, it doesn't go away. So I'm always trying to educate my clients, making them aware of the good and the bad about all products that they're using in their spaces. It's my job to educate them. And what we find is that a lot of people are afraid of tile because they feel like it's maybe an older look, or it's not as durable, or they don't like grout, you know, something like that. And I just wanted to debunk all those thoughts that people may have. The first thing I wanted to talk about is the fact that tile is beautiful and tile is functional. It's available in endless styles and shape and colors, and that's unlike some of the other flooring out there. It's made with handcrafted ceramics, natural stone, and there's also what's called large format porcelain, which is just a huge piece. If you go into a place like the tile shop, it's just a giant piece of tile. So So if you're going into like an entryway of a hotel or something where they have the space to use a large format tile, there's less grout lines and it looks a little bit more grandiose.
Large style, how big is that?
They can come any size.
Any size, okay.
Honestly, as long as they can ship. It just depends. I've seen them like 5x5. They can come quite large.
Okay.
And tile adds color and texture and pattern to a room in ways that other elements can't. Like wallpaper can't do it. And paint can't do that. But you can have a visual or an actual texture change in the tile to make it look different and a little bit more interesting. And sometimes that pattern in there has that texture I was talking about helps with slippage. So some of the smoother floorings out there, when they get wet, can be slippery, including tile. But that's what we're here for, to help guide you on what's appropriate for a floor, what's appropriate for a wall, backsplash, and how to be safe. Tile is great for high traffic and messy areas like mudrooms, laundry, kitchen, bath, and it can really become the focal point of a room when done right, if you want it to be that. We're doing a bathroom right now where the floor is like this blue and white marbly tile, and the shower is this bold blue and white beautiful pattern. So stay tuned for in a couple months to see the afters of that.
Ooh.
And it's just gorgeous how the color is able to transform the space and the patterns when they're paired well together. And the flooring, even though it has this marble look, it's not marble. It's porcelain, and it's a little bit roughed on the surface so that it's not going to cause that slipperiness that can get dangerous for any floor, even an entryway, a laundry room, a mudroom, a kitchen or bath, anywhere that gets water has the potential of getting slippery. And then durability. Tile lasts decades.
It really does, doesn't it?
Yes. Yes, it does. It's built to last, scratch resistant, heat tolerant, fade proof. It's perfect for Minnesota's temperature swings that we have.
Oh.
It doesn't warp. It doesn't swell like wood or laminate does. And when properly installed, I mean, like I said, it can last a lifetime. It's a great investment. Buyers that are purchasing a home, they do love the look and the low maintenance of tile. And it can be done tastefully in a way that the style of tile isn't going to look dated. We have some tile in our house that is over 20 years old, and it's on the floor, used as kind of a wainscoting about 3 feet up and around our tub. And, you know, I love it today just as much as I loved it 20-some years ago. It's my favorite bathroom in the house. I think that tile is just timeless. Okay. It's a great investment. If you're brave enough, it's not that. It's just if you're in the market for a new flooring, consider tile. I think that you'll be surprised.
One of the things I know that people are not positive always about tile, let's say for a kitchen, is that standing on it for a long time is more difficult than some other kind of flooring. What can you say to that? What are ways around that?
Well, for me, wood floor is a little bit softer than tile. I do agree with that statement that tile can be very hard. However, I have learned in my older age that it's good to wear shoes in the house. It's better for your feet. So I personally wear shoes a lot now. I never used to, but it's better for your posture. It's better for your feet. You could have house shoes. Like, I don't know, my grandparents always had house shoes. They only wore these shoes in the house.
Someone's turning into a grandma. I love this, Jill. This is awesome.
I know, right, right. But you can also have, like, anti-fatigue mats. If there is a space that you stand for any long period of time, that works. And I know that Ruggable has, I don't personally have a Ruggable. From what I've seen in my clients' houses, it has sort of a rubber base to it, and then the rug goes over it. So I think that would also give some cushion too, should you want to stand on, you know, something that was a little softer in a kitchen. And those ruggables are washable. Your tile floor would be washable. I think that it's nice in Minnesota where we have a lot of the houses that were built 20, 25 years ago that are getting ready for renovations. A lot of people are really, I think they're tired of the wood floor everywhere. They're tired of the wood cabinets matching the wood floor and the trim and everything. Just, it's just a lot of wood. And the tile is also a way to break that look up. So you can put tile on the floor and break that monotony up in a kitchen.
Let's get to the maintenance of tile on the floor.
Yeah. Oh, it's easy to clean. It's simple to maintain. The tile resists stains, dirt, allergens, which is great. It's ideal for families with pets. And it also, if you choose like a porcelain tile in your space, whether it's a kitchen or bath, for a flooring, it has a low porosity. So it's not very porous. Things aren't going to soak into it. They're going to mostly pool on the top. Now, this is a little bit dangerous. If you have pooling water on your floor, you're going to, but that would be for a wood floor as well. If you have water pooling on your floor, you're going to want to wipe that up. But the main thing is it's not going to soak in. So it's really good for cleaning. So you're going to clean that surface and, you know, the dirt's not going to soak so much into between the cracks of the wood floor. It's going to maybe touch a little bit on the grout lines, but what you can do is use an epoxy or urethane grout. I talked to a tile installer, if you'd like to go that route, instead of a traditional grout, it prevents discoloration and mildew in those grout lines, which is, I know, something that a lot of my customers are concerned with. And occasional sealing, which I know we've talked about this on previous shows, but sealing is merely spraying of something in this sealer in a spray bottle, wiping it off, and that's it. It's not something that takes a long period of time. But that sealing, once every 5 or so years, or when you see the water droplets start to soak into the tile, that's when you know that it needs to be sealed, just like a countertop, just like a granite countertop. If you see the water, it's not pooling, it's soaking in, that's when you need that sealer. So it's really easy to determine if you need it or not. You may not need it for 10 years. It just depends on, you know, how your family uses the space, how hard they are on the floor.
Good advice. The other thing, too, is that in our very cold climate in the winter, it sure is nice to have heated floors with tile, yeah, and especially in a bathroom. And that is kind of a game changer.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. I would say 75% of the tile floors that we put in, they put in heated floor underneath. It's wonderful. As long as you have a licensed electrician to hook it all up and you have a tile installer that knows what they're doing, it's amazing, truly amazing. You can operate the heated floor with your phone. You can set schedules. The little keypad that they have on the wall, the little thermostat that they have on the wall, it's great, absolutely great. If you have a large area, you can also pick different zones too. In our lower level, we have two zones, and one zone is fortunately where I work. So I get the heated floor, which is great. And then we have an exercise area in the other half, and that has a heated flooring if we need it too. So it's nice to be able to control it in that way. So if you have a large bathroom, you could have a heated floor around the tub. You could have a heated floor just around where you're standing and getting ready in the morning by your vanity. Yeah, it's great. The heated flooring is wonderful. And it's usually about, I would say, could run between $3,500 maybe and $5,000 to add to a bathroom to do it. It's not incredibly overpriced. And you also, not even, I mean, I know it's warm, but it also saves energy too. So if you have your heated flooring on, say like for instance, like me, our lower level, we have the heated flooring on down here and the heat rises. So it actually cuts our energy bill because we have the heat from the heated flooring that's down on the lower level. When it rises, we turn our furnace on less. Our furnace doesn't run as much because of the heated flooring. It's kind of fun. So it's a great product. One last thing I wanted to mention is that tile is made from natural materials, clay, sand, stone, and can be eco-friendly and recyclable. And many tile brands out there use recycled content and responsible manufacturing. It's an eco-friendly product too. It has a very good reputation, and I think that everybody needs tile and somewhere in their house.
Spoken like an expert. We love that. Jill, thank you so much. And again, if people would like to set an appointment with you or come in and see your new design in your space downtown, how could they do that, please?
You can visit our website at impressivewindowsandinteriors.com, and there is a book an appointment spot in the navigation bar on the right. You can book an appointment to come down and see us. We're open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 5. And I just hired a new kitchen and bath designer, Dolly. So if I'm not there, Dolly will be there.
Jill, thank you so much. Another great show with good information. And do follow up with Jill if you have any questions on what we chatted about. This show is called The Educated Home, A Design Journey, with your host, Jill Reagan Scully. And Jill is the founder and owner of Impressive Windows and Interiors in Hastings. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.